Dave, you know that I'm a bit of a TikToker. I was, and this
is that what you called a TikToker,
a social influencer for the all, for the five people who follow me. But the on social media and of course on the telly in the last few days, we've seen and it's been around for a while. America looking at getting rid of TikTok, but if that happens, apparently Australia will follow suit. I did hear Anthony Albanese saying there's no plan to do it. Peter Dutton says it should be looked at.
Well, they've already banned it from government phones, haven't they?
Apparently so. But what does it mean if we do get rid of TikTok for America and Australia? That's a big question.
Well, that's the reason why we've got a professor on with us, because we don't know squats. Matt Warren, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, in your world of expertise, being the Director of Center of Cybersecurity Research and Innovation at RMIT, what does TikTokless society mean for us?
Well, the example we can look at is India, because India's actually banned TikTok. So if you're in India, you can't use TikTok at all or get access to it. So what's happened is literally what they do is that they take TikTok off the app stores. So, you know, Apple Store, Google Play, and they geotag it. So, you know, you're not able to download it. But what that means is you still have TikTok on your phone. It doesn't delete it from your phone. But what happens then is you don't get access to apps and updates when, you know, they update TikTok. Yep. But what's happened in India is people then use VPN to access TikTok from other countries.
Tricky.
So what's happened, you know, using the Indian model, you know, is that it has worked, but there's also, you know, workarounds around it. So in terms of Australia, you know, there's 8.5 million active users of TikTok. So, you know, a large number of people that would be influenced. And I suppose that's also the concern, is the politics of it, because 8.5 million people, a lot of them would vote, you know, in terms of how upset that they would be that they lose TikTok, whether, you know, it becomes an election issue.
But is it a security risk for our country, though, like America is saying it is for their people?
Yes. So what's happened in America is the Americans haven't banned it. So what's happened is the House of Representatives has put up a bill or passed an act. Whether it actually be implemented isn't known. But what they're concerned about is your TikTok phone app on your phone extracts a lot of other information, such as, you know, contact lists, you know, potentially access to other features of your phone. There's concern that the TikTok algorithms that sort of generate your feed is being used to share fake news and harmful content, and there's been a lot of stories about, you know, teenagers involved in self-harm and blaming TikTok, you know, feeding them. The other concern is that TikTok's owned by a Chinese company called ByteDance, and they're an AI data analytics company. And they have the ability, you know, to analyze and extract meaning from vast volumes of data. And the worry is, what will they do with the data? Because in China, there's the Chinese Intelligence Act that all Chinese companies have to share any requests for information with the Chinese government.
Wow, and that's deep.
And there's a billion people using TikTok around the world. So ByteDance have access to lots and lots of information.
Yeah, that's scary. That is very scary.
Yeah, look, the only thing they'll see from my phone is recipes to taste.com.au. and no nudes, because I've got nobody to send them to.
But when it comes to, so in your opinion, do you think that we should be getting rid of TikTok?
I in my opinion, yes, because I think there's the concerns about the app itself. There's the concerns about the influence that ByteDance, you know, could potentially have upon a billion people. You know, people have a very intimate connection with their mobile phone. You know, it's the first thing they check when they wake up in the morning, the last thing they check before they go to sleep. You know, people use TikTok the whole time, and the potential influence of that app, you know, is immense in terms of how people use it.
Professor Matt, yes or no answer on this one. Don't have to go really into it, but does MySpace still have that same issue with security issues or what?
No.
No one's even using MySpace.
Well, that's good. Let's go to MySpace.
Well, it's only time will tell. We did hear Anthony Albanese say that, there's no plan to get rid of TikTok at this stage. But as I said, Mr. Dalton said this morning on Luke Boner's Night Shift that it's time to get rid of that too. Right. Anyway, all the details, triplem.com.au. Professor Matt Warren, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Appreciate your
time.
Thank you.
Cheers.
And your expertise. You can hear that again on the listener app. Crazy, isn't it?
It is very crazy, yeah.
All right. Hopefully we don't get rid of it.
Well, you're at, what, $6,000 a post, aren't you?
Bull crap!
That's what the going rate is.
I wish I was, Jay Day from Brentford.